This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Around the world, a new radical far-right fascist politics is gaining even more influence and power. How this came to be was addressed by the General Secretary of the European Trade Union Confederation, Luca Visentini, in a recent interview. The interview was conducted by the Labour Radio Podcast Network at the recent convention of the AFL-CIO in the United States, where the neo-fascist right is on the rise.
Well, I think the far right had a sort of genetic transformation in the sense that, as I said at that time, I mean, the right wing existed ever, I mean. The problem is that the traditional right-wing parties and conservative forces, they were the ones that implemented the neoliberal economic model at global level and in all our continents. And the consequences of that mistaken model were, of course, the financial bubble, the financial crisis, the sovereign debts crisis, and all the austerity policies that were implemented after that. I mean, to try to react with the wrong recipe, I will say, to these policies. And in 2016, we could already see, let's say, the consequences of this wrong recipe, I mean, to cope with the financial and economic crisis, and where just working people and the poorer people in the society were paying the price of the mistakes done by the capitalistic society, multinational companies, financial speculation, etc. And the solutions that were implemented by the traditional conservatives through austerity created the conditions for the new far right to arise. And this new far right is much more populistic and trying, let's say, to mislead working people and normal people by saying, you know, the traditional guys, the traditional conservatives implemented these wrong policies and the consequences affected you. And then the left and the progressives were not able to react properly to all this. The trade unions were not able to defend you. So we are the ones that are going to take care of you through our new far-right populistic policies. And I mean, this trick, this kind of game, of course, has gained some space in the political space, I will say, the political landscape, because people that were angry and frustrated and very badly affected by this more than one decade of austerity and cuts and deterioration of the working and living conditions of people, they were looking for something, some alternative, let's say, from some way out, or let's say, from this situation. And many of them, including workers, including working people, have seen in these far-right populistic movements, a possible alternative. And this has created the conditions for the far-right, this new, changed far-right, new type of far-right, populistic far-right, to arise and to gain a lot of political space, unfortunately. Now, when then these forces got into government in many countries, I mean, Trump in the United States, many regimes and governments in Europe and in other parts of the world, they didn't implement the policies they promised, because they didn't take care at all of working people and the poorer areas of the society. On the contrary, they implemented exactly the same neoliberal policies of the old guys. On top of this, they also started reducing the democratic rights of people, persecuting human rights, introducing discrimination and exploitation in the labor market, in the society, affecting with racial discrimination many communities, many minorities, fighting against migration, against LGBT rights, etc., etc. And on top of this, they also started attacking the trade unions, considering the trade unions one of the last paladins of democratic values in the society and in the labor market. So, I mean, all this shows that these guys were just lying. They were just promising things that they were not going to keep in terms of deliverables, let's say, in concrete results. And on the contrary, they implemented a really far-right and almost fascist policy. We have seen this, of course, when they were in the opposition, protesting and creating violence in the streets and in the society. But then we have seen exactly the same implemented also when they got into power, into the governments, I mean, and bringing forward their very illiberal and almost fascist agenda.
More news from the Labour Radio Podcast Network can be found at labourradionetwork.org.